Hi, my name is Marcin Kugler. I'm 48 years old and work now for over 20 years in the games industry on different projects for different publishers and studios. 2 years ago, I founded Red Potion Studios. Yeah, we started with a completely different new technology called blockchain. And the idea behind our project is that we like to give the power back to the gamers. And our studio, Red Potion Studio, is focused on gameplay and fun first, not only on the technology, because we see the technology as a tool which runs in the background, like on every game. So. This is just like the blockchain, I think, is the tool we are using for digital ownership, and everything else is like in a usual game. So we focus on the fun and the game design, and in Ada Quest, this is what our project and game is called, we are designing three different game modes, which will be available step by step. We're starting with a mobile game, an arena dual mode, like, you know, a Pokemon game, fighting game, which will be available soon as a web app, currently in closed alpha. The target group is the typical casual gamer. Short game time, like something around 5 minutes, and you are done and start the next duel and so on, go up on the ranking leaderboard. That's the idea behind this. The second one is a bigger thing. It's a dungeon crawler, esports and competition focused. So a competitive game mode, 2 versus 2, very important. You drop in a dungeon with your friend and compete against another team for the big treasure. That's what it's the dungeon crawler all about. So it's more for the core gamer. You would spend not only 5 minutes but around 30 minutes in the dungeon. That's what the estimate game time is for the dungeon crawler. The third one will be called Battlefield Skirmish Mode, and it's more like Total War and Fantasy General, where you got a little army, you are the commander, you are on the battlefield and fight against another army for territory gain, for territory control. That's the third mode for our game. This sounds like, you know, there are three games, but the most important thing about this is we got three modes that are interconnected, because you are choosing a tribe, like a typical RPG game, where you go for the dwarves, for the elves, mage, you name it. You collect points for the tribe in all three game modes, and it doesn't matter if you got 5 minutes or an hour or just in 30 minutes time, you can play and still be inside your social guild community, be a part of it. It doesn't depend how much time you have left every day to play our game. The best thing using this interconnectivity is you play for a whole continent, which will be populated by your tribe. And if you are successful with your whole tribe, so with all the other players are online, you will gain much more land for your tribe, where you can build different buildings on it. So this is where our Goblinverse, someone will call it Metaverse, comes into the game. And this is something like the end game for our project. But everything is very fair, because you don't need for this any NFT or crypto wallet. It is an option. An option, and this is where we are starting to talk about digital ownership. And this is what Ada Quest is all about. You have the option to get every asset inside the game as an NFT. It's up to you. Because you can, on the other side, support us and buy a skin, yeah? So there's no power creep. You have skins that you can buy, you have equipment that you can buy, but this is all balanced, because everything is inside the game as loot. So it's really for you able to loot every kind of item within the game. And by loot, I mean not unfair looting mechanism, really fair mechanism where every player, it doesn't matter how much time he spends, he will be able to get one of the NFTs. Now it's getting a little bit louder here on the DreamHack, yeah? And that's, I guess, it's a good time to say what I'm expecting here from DreamHack with our project. Yeah, as always, this kind of community and esports and gaming conferences are all about networking for us. Very important. We love to cooperate with different projects, with different people, talk with the press and talk with different influencers. And this is all the main reason why we attend to such events for us. So it's an opportunity to not only show the game to the public, but also to build a stronger community and, of course, a stronger social network.